Thank you, and good morning, everyone. I'm delighted to be with you today and appreciate your encouragement in my attempt to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful to our elders, Tommy and Jeff, for their encouragement in my work, and to our beloved preacher, Mike Richardson, who is such a source of encouragement to me and to all the family of God at O'Neill. I miss so many of our folks who cannot be with us, but we just keep on praying. Things will change, and they'll be able to be back with us real soon. We at O'Neill have lost so many of our members in the last year. Just Friday, we buried our beloved sister, Judy Blakely. Her husband, Grady, died exactly 4 months ago. To Denise and Stephanie and all the family, we extend our deepest sympathy. Well, this morning I want to study with you from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. And here we find that Jesus makes a statement about his disciples. Let's read together in this word. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." Isn't that wonderful? The Lord makes it very clear that we are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light candles and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all them that are in the house. And then notice that Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." In John chapter 8 and verse 12, the Bible states, "While Jesus was in the world, he was indeed the light of the world. Then Jesus spake to them again, saying, I am the light of the world." Now here we find him telling the disciples, "Ye are the light of the world." Isn't that a marvelous thing to be a light in the kingdom of God, to be chosen, to be children of God, disciples of the Lord, and to know that our Lord calls us lights in the world? Surely that's wonderful, and I hope and trust that we might learn a lesson today that will help us, because light dispels darkness. Our lights, our deeds, our words, our lives are to shine so as to guide others to God the Father. Many years ago, there was a young boy named Robert Louis Stevenson. As a boy, he was looking out of the window, watching a workman come by and light the gas lights on the street. When asked what he was watching, the young boy made this reply. He said, "I see a man making holes in the darkness." Ah, light dispels darkness. And Jesus said, "Those who are his children are the light of the world." In John 9, verse 5, Jesus said, "As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world." But Jesus couldn't stay here, so he has appointed us to be the light of the world in his place, guiding people into the truth of God by the use of the word of God. It's exactly what Jesus said we are to be doing. Over in the Old Testament, in Psalms 119, verses 105, and verse 104 and 105, "Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Light illuminates the way. And we as Christians are to show others the way to God. Jesus told his disciples, "Go and make disciples of all nations." Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. "Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." Just as lights are used to mark streets, even though many times we do not have a bright light, just because airports, runways are marked with landing lights to direct them and help them to see the way of their destination. Ports have their channels marked by channel markers. All these lights show the way to their desired destination. In the same way, we Christians are told to be lights. And the light is to shine the brightness of God, leading men, women, and boys and girls to the Lamb of God to bring honor and glory unto God. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." And then to the Galatian brethren in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, Paul said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Paul was a light in this world. Notice what Jesus says in our text. Just as light illuminates the way, Jesus said, "A city on a hill cannot be hid. You can see it. Other eyes are to be upon us." A light bulb has no other purpose than to produce light, nor do we. You do not light a lamp and put it under a bushel or cover it up, but rather you put it on a lampstand. Why? So that it may give light to all those that are in the house. That's us who are children of God. Our purpose is to bring glory to God, giving light of truth to those in darkness. In John 1, verses 4 through 9, we are the lights in the world to give direction to those struggling in darkness in sin, and appointing them to Jesus, who is the light of the world. It is all done through us, those who are lights in the world. No wonder Paul, when he was writing to the Ephesian brethren in Ephesians 5, verses 6 through 16, "Now you at one time who were in darkness, but now you are light in the world." And listen to him. He says, "Walk as children of light." In the Philippian letter, in Philippians 2, 14 through 16, there the Philippians are told, "Among whom you shine as lights in the world." Peter adds to that in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 12, that Christians have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. We must walk as children of light. Christians are to live doing good. Their good works are for the purpose for us to be able to glorify our Father which is in heaven. The main purpose in doing good works is to bring glory unto God, not to ourselves, but is to bring glory to God the Father. We don't do what we do to be seen of men for personal glory, but that men may see our good works and bring glory unto God. There were two men who were praying in the temple. Remember in Luke chapter 18? The one was bragging about what he was doing for God. But he was doing these things for self-glory, not God's glory. The other, recognizing his fault, simply said, "Lord, be merciful to me, the sinner." What do people see when they look at you and I? When they look at us as Christians, do they see hypocrisy? Is it possible to do the right thing but not in sincerity? And the answer is yes. In Matthew chapter 23, verses 13 through 15, Jesus said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering in to go in." Over and over, the Lord warns against hypocrisy. When they see us, do people see hypocrisy? Secondly, when they see us, do they see that we're more concerned about the world, that we love the world instead of God? Remember in 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, it's not of the Father, but it's of the world." Look what he says. "And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. I want to be one like that, don't you? I want to abide forever with the Lord. Truly, Christians are to be lights in the world. Don't cover up your life by engaging the very thing that we should be against. Thirdly, self-righteousness. When people look at us, what do they see? What kind of light are we? So many Christians do not let their light shine because they're full of themselves and not relying on God. I mentioned a few moments ago about the two men who were in the temple praying. I want you to notice what this Pharisee said. Just listen to him. The Pharisee stood and he prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men. Isn't that something? I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. Now listen to him. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. This man had a huge problem. He was so full of himself, he was self-righteous. Our lights will be stuffed out with that kind of attitude. What do others see in us? When they see our marriages, do they see a God-glorifying marriage? When they see our family, do they see a God-glorifying family? When they see us at work, do they see a God-glorifying employee? When others see us on vacation, do they see a God-glorifying life? Do people look at everything we do, big or little? And what do they see? I hope they see a God-glorifying person. That's what it means to be the light of the world. Our lives are so devoted to God that people want to know God and have the same relationship with God. Jesus makes note of something very important that I want to mention before we close. Jesus tells them, let your light so shine. What? So shine. That can, you know, a light that is shining brightly. People see it. Have you ever picked up a flashlight? And guess what? The battery almost dead. It may give you a glimmer of light. But you know what? You can't see very well with that. Do you and I need our battery recharged? The other day I went out to my old van, tried to start it, been sitting about 2 weeks, and tried to start it, and guess what? It just went, that battery had to be recharged. I want to suggest to you today that most of us need our batteries recharged. Jesus said, come unto me. That's where you get it. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yes, do you need your batteries recharged? I do. From time to time. You see, I want to be a better man. I want to be a better husband. I really want to be a better preacher. I want to be a better father, a grandfather, and yes, a great grandfather. I want to be the light in the world that is shining brightly for my heavenly Father. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. That's why you need to be in the kingdom of Christ, and you need to be shining brightly. A life that shows the world you're on your way to heaven. You have now denounced the things of the world. And yes, because of your conversion to Jesus Christ, you then become a light in the world. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Let's all keep doing all we can to help each other, and if we can help you in any way in obeying the gospel of Christ, call our elders, call our beloved preacher, Mike, or me. We'll do everything we possibly can. This morning, we want to resolve to be the light of the world. Let us pray. Our Father, we pray this morning that we will be lights that so shine in the world that they may see you in us, in what we do, what we think, and how we act. And loving Father, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.